This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
In our efforts to avoid cancer, many of us try crazy things like avoiding bottled water or eating everything organic. But what if I told you there were four simple ways, four scientifically proven ways to reduce your risk of cancer? Bernard Stewart is a cancer expert from the Faculty of Medicine at the University of New South Wales, and he has the top four ways to reduce your risk of cancer. Good morning, Professor Stewart.
Good morning, Katrina.
Now, these things we're about to talk about, they're things that apply to everyone.
Yes, to the extent of they apply to adults. Some of them don't immediately apply to children, but
okay,
they apply. But with that qualification, yes, they apply to everyone.
But I suppose what I mean is that individuals will have different cancer risks, but these are things that sort of apply broadly to the entire population.
Yes, everyone has differences in risk. For example, some people may come from families in which a particular tumour type occurs more frequently than for the general population, so their situation is slightly different, and there are all types of qualifications and exceptions in respect of individual risk, but these generally apply across the board.
Okay, so the number one is, no big surprise, quit smoking.
Yes, this is not only number one, but overwhelmingly number one. It is the major known cause of cancer. It is the major, for the record, it is the major known cause of premature death in the world.
Wow.
Cancer is a particular concern of mine, and the issue of smoking cessation and reducing cancer risk is scientifically proven. That is, not only is it proven that smoking causes lung and other cancers, it is proven that people who cease smoking, almost irrespective of how old they are, have lesser risk of cancer than if they continue to smoke.
It's really amazing, isn't it? You'd think that would be a great motivation just to quit right now, wouldn't you?
As it happens, by life circumstances, I have never smoked in my life. However, nicotine is a highly addictive substance, and the idea that simple head knowledge would allow everyone who smokes to simply set the cigarettes aside is an oversimplification to the extent that it doesn't acknowledge the addictive nature of nicotine and the smoking habit. So it's tough to give up smoking, but it's worth the fight because you save yourself from the great likelihood of premature death.
Yeah. Well, number two is also one that's not as easy to put into practice, and that is to avoid obesity or to lose weight if you're obese. What sort of cancer risk does obesity carry, Professor Stewart?
It carries increased risk of colon cancer and breast cancer in women and certain other cancers, but it is not the same as smoking. That is to say, in the case of smoking, we have an agent that specifically causes cancer. In the case of obesity, we have a condition or a situation that simply increases the likelihood that other factors, which we can't identify precisely, will cause cancer. The problem of obesity and overweight, unfortunately, is not limited to cancer. People who are in this situation are at greater risk of diabetes and greater risk of heart attack. So in the case of this particular advice, it is by way of good health and well-being advice as distinct from simply preventing the likelihood of cancer.
Mm. But like giving up smoking, it's not easy to do, is it? There's no sort of...
No, it's not easy to do, and it's much more complicated, whereas I could say definitively that people who cease smoking have lesser risk of cancer. It's tougher to do research to establish that people who lose weight have reduced risk of cancer. That's very hard to prove experimentally or through surveys. But the available knowledge suggests that people who adopt a policy of staying within the normal weight range and exercising as advised by public health authorities are better off overall in their health, and that better off situation includes reduced risk of cancer.
Yeah, okay. Now, number three is the sun, which in Australia is also hard to avoid. What kind of cancer risk does the sun create?
Well, the sun causes all forms of skin cancer, including the lethal form of skin cancer, melanoma.
Okay.
However, it's again not the same as tobacco. Obviously, no one, including all public health authorities, is actually advocating avoiding the sun. What public health authorities say is deliberate sun exposure, classically
sunbaking.
Going out and deliberately exposing yourself to sunlight is not worth the risk. For what is, when it's all said and done, an affectation, a fashion notion that the tan looks better than a non-tan. The evidence is quite clear. Australia has the highest incidence of skin cancer in the world because we are, in large part, and of course the Australian population is changing, but Australia in large part was based on British and Celtic and white-skinned people living in conditions of intense sunlight exposure, and that combination resulted in the highest results in the highest incidence of skin cancer in the world. No one is saying keep out of the sun all the time. Mm. What is being said is be sensible and avoid deliberate sun exposure. And when you know you're going into the sun, wear a hat, put on some sunscreen, cover arms and legs as is reasonable, and this will avoid the risk of cancer.
Mm, particularly if you're like me with fair skin, freckles and red hair, because we're at the highest risk.
If you're like you, and I haven't had the pleasure of seeing you in person, which I regret, but in that case you're at a higher risk again if you're a Celtic background.
Absolutely.
What we call Celtic green eyes, red hair.
And red hair, exactly.
And your freckles, that unfortunately, that carries an even greater risk.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm speaking to Professor Bernard Stewart. He's giving us the top four ways to reduce your risk of cancer. In just a moment, we'll be back with the final one. I'm speaking to Bernard Stewart. He is a cancer expert from the Faculty of Medicine at the University of New South Wales. He's giving us the top four ways to reduce your risk of cancer. Now, we've already said stop smoking. If you're obese, lose weight. Be careful about not deliberately exposing yourself to the sun, sunbaking, that kind of thing. Number four, though, this was a surprise to me, Professor Stewart. Alcohol.
Yes, alcohol is not well recognised as a cause of cancer. And in a sense, one reason for that is that there are a whole range of social and medical problems associated with abuse of alcohol, from car accidents by drunken driving through to antisocial behaviour. All of these things deserve attention. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, however, on top of all of those other things, regular intake of alcohol, and by regular I mean alcohol every day, carries with it increased risk of cancer of the upper digestive tract, that is the oral cavity and the esophagus, and also carries with it, if you're a woman, increased risk of breast cancer. I personally have a bottle of cider after I play tennis on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I'm not suggesting for a moment that alcohol be set aside entirely, but it seems that a daily intake of alcohol carries with it some slightly increased risk of cancer, and that gets worse if you go to two or three regular drinks of alcohol per day.
Okay, so it starts as even very moderate drinking increases your risk a little bit, but as you get to heavier daily drinking, that increases the risk even more. Is that correct?
That's correct. With all, for the record, with all known cancer-causing agents, the greater the exposure, the greater the dose, the greater the risk of cancer. Okay. So the more cigarettes you smoke, the greater the risk of lung cancer. The more hours you spend in the sun, the greater the risk of skin cancer. The more alcohol you take on a daily basis, the greater the risk of various types of cancer that I've mentioned. Mm-hmm. That's not to say in the case of alcohol and in the case of sunshine that anyone is saying absolutely none at all. Mm-hmm. The only absolutely none at all we say is in respect of smoking.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much for giving us some helpful hints in how we can hopefully stay healthy for longer and avoid cancer.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, that is Professor Bernard Stewart, a cancer expert from the Faculty of Medicine at the University of New South Wales.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.